Now the news. I'm Tian Lu. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for ceasefires in Gaza and Sudan during the holy months of Ramadan. Guterres also stressed the importance of honoring the spirit of Ramadan by silencing the guns and removing all obstacles to ensure the delivery of life-saving aid. Jody Jacobs reports.
Muslims around the world have begun observing the holy month of Ramadan, and in an address to reporters here at the United Nations on Monday, Antonio Guterres called for the silencing of the guns, saying Ramadan is a period when Muslims should be celebrating and spreading the values of peace, reconciliation and solidarity. Guterres told reporters that international humanitarian law lies in tatters and the threatened Israeli assault on Rafah could plunge the people of Gaza into what he calls an even deeper circle of hell. The UN has warned that a quarter of the population are on the brink of famine. He also said that all remaining hostages taken during the Hamas-led attacks in Israel on October 7th last year must be released immediately. Meanwhile, a ship carrying much-needed humanitarian aid is awaiting clearance from Israeli authorities before setting sail from Cyprus, carrying around 200 tons of food.
The Caribbean community has announced that Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry has resigned. His resignation comes after regional leaders met in Jamaica to discuss a framework for a political transition in Haiti. Envoys from the United Nations, the United States, Canada and France also attended the discussions. Haiti declared a state of emergency early this month after renewed violence led to two prison breaks. Armed gangs have been demanding the removal of Prime Minister Henri, who has been stuck abroad since last week. Dan Collins reports.
There seems to be no end in sight after weeks of violence and chaos in Haiti. Anti-government gangs continue to battle the police in the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Tens of thousands of citizens have been forced to flee. The situation is dire. The United Nations says half of some 11 million Haitians do not have enough to eat, and 1.4 million are starving. It's getting worse as food and water are running out. The International Organization for Migration says shelters are overflowing, with more than 300,000 people displaced. At least 15,000 in the last week amid spiraling gang violence. Gangs have waged war on the population since interim president Ariel Henry traveled to Kenya last month, hoping to trigger the deployment of a UN-backed force of 1,000 Kenyan police officers. Henri is reportedly in Puerto Rico, unable to return.
Officials say China afforested nearly 4 million hectares of land last year. The National Greening Commission also says the country treated over 1.9 million hectares of land affected by desertification in 2023. China celebrates its 46th National Tree Planting Day on Tuesday. Defense officials from China and the European Union have held their latest round of security policy dialogue in Beijing. Representatives from China's Central Military Commission and the European External Action Service co-chaired the event. The two sides exchanged views on issues including China-Europe relations, defense cooperation between China and the EU, as well as international and regional situation. The Chinese Defense Ministry says naval forces from China, Iran and Russia will conduct joint drills near the Gulf of Oman from Monday to Friday. The ministry says the 2024 edition of the security bond drills aims to jointly safeguard regional maritime security. A destroyer, a frigate and a replenishment vessel from the Chinese Navy will participate in the drills. The head of the National Financial Regulatory Administration has said China is confident and capable of maintaining financial security. Li Yunze was speaking after the closing of the annual legislative session. The official said that China has the conditions and resources to address financial risk, which is generally under control. NASA's SpaceX Crew 7 mission is on the way back to Earth after undocking from the International Space Station. The mission was launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on August 26 last year. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.